From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is deciding whether it'll contact the Florida pastor who plans to burn copies of the Quran this Saturday, ninth anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. President Obama is strongly criticizing the Dove World Outreach Center, saying it may incite violence against Americans. NPR's Greg Allen says local police are now stepping up security in Gainesville, including at the University of Florida.
Authorities are restricting the airspace over the church in Gainesville on Saturday. City officials are asking residents to avoid the area. Police say they'll have a heightened presence and will man a checkpoint controlling access to the Mile Run neighborhood where the Quran burning is planned. Despite pleas from everyone from Gainesville's mayor to President Obama, the church's pastor, Terry Jones, says he still plans to proceed with the Quran burning. At the church, his son, Luke Jones, says that doesn't mean he and other congregants aren't worried.
We're doing this because we believe in this.
Yeah. So
we're worried for our own lives. For the soldiers overseas, for Gainesville, for the citizens of Mile Run. Yes, we're worried.
Officials have another security concern. Several miles from the church, some 90,000 fans will be gathered the same day for a football game on the University of Florida campus. Greg Allen, NPR News, Gainesville, Florida.
A new type of brain scan could help doctors identify children with developmental disorders. As NPR's John Hamilton tells us, the scans show how mature a child's brain is.
The approach is called functional connectivity MRI, and it shows the connections between different parts of the brain. In most kids, important connections get stronger over time, while others are pruned away. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis came up with a brain age scale by studying the brains of 200 people between 7 and 30. The researchers say children with developmental problems, such as autism or attention deficit disorder, are likely to have a brain age that is lower than their chronological age. Information about connections in the brain also could help researchers understand autism. Studies suggest children with the disorder retain many of the connections that usually weaken during childhood. The new research appears in the journal Science. John Hamilton, NPR News.
A federal appeals court has lifted the injunction temporarily blocking federally funded research on embryonic stem cell lines. A decision on the underlying lawsuit is still pending. The U.S. Navy says it's detaining nine suspected pirates who allegedly hijacked the German-owned Magellan Star off the Somalia coast yesterday. Vice Admiral Mark Fox says Marines raided the ship before dawn and reclaimed control.
They shut off the engines, so the vessel was dead in the water. And so that allowed us now to know that anybody that was wondering about the vessel was a pirate.
Separately, as many as 14 people, including two African Union peacekeepers, are dead from coordinated suicide attacks in the Somali capital today. This is NPR News. Violence in Russia's volatile North Caucasus region continues. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, at least 15 people have been killed, more than 100 injured, after a suicide blast.
Officials say the bomber hit a crowded central market in the city of Vladikavkaz this morning. They say the blast appeared to be triggered by a bomber in a car at the entrance to the market. Witnesses say the explosion reduced several cars in the area to rubble, blew out the windows of nearby buildings, and damaged businesses in the area. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has ordered his envoy for the region to immediately fly to the area and assess the damage. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
In Iraq, four detainees have escaped from a prison where the U.S. military retains custody of some 200 accused insurgents. More from NPR's Kelly McEvers.
U.S. military officials say guards were alerted when two detainees were caught attempting to break out of the prison, which is located at a sprawling U.S. military base near Baghdad's airport. A security sweep led guards to discover that four other detainees had already escaped. Control of the prison was handed over to the Iraqis nearly 2 months ago, but the Iraqi government asked the Americans to retain custody of what they called the most dangerous prisoners, with ties to terrorist groups and to Saddam Hussein's former regime. After the handover, four detainees who were under Iraqi custody escaped. An insurgent website at the time claimed they were high-ranking members of the local branch of al-Qaeda. The U.S.-trained warden of the prison also went missing. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
At last check, the Dow is up 17 at 10,404. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.